This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits. A uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart. But entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before. Because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef. Because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Olive Podcast. Each week we ask our favourite chefs, cooking writers and characters from the food scene to reveal their top three cooking cheats, hacks and shortcuts to help make your time in the kitchen truly effortless. Back with Rob Dan, and in the main episode this week, we talked all about lobster. Now Rob's going to give us his top three tips for cooking and eating lobster. What have you got for us, Rob?
So for me, my advice is less is more. I think a lot of people are surprised how quickly lobster cooks. Depending, on, of course, on the dish that you're doing and the size of the lobster. Taking a 1.5 pound lobster, I would say the maximum cook time, if you're boiling it, is 7 minutes. And then I would be putting it in ice. No more than that, otherwise you'd be left with rubber.
Okay.
If you're making a pasta, then I would take the lobster out after 4 minutes only. Mm. And then I would, crack the lobster open, the shell, the tail, the knuckle, the claw, keeping the meat in the shells. I would then transfer it to the pasta sauce and finish that cooking process in the pan itself. And then that'll allow the pasta to absorb all the incredible flavor.
Right. That's lovely. And number two, you've got some tricks for getting the meat out of the lobster.
Yeah. My favorite tools, either at home or in a professional kitchen, for extracting every ounce of lobster meat is a chopstick to get into that knuckle, particularly the knuckle, and getting, which is my favorite meat, by the way. But it's sweeter than the claw or the tail, and also a rolling pin, because it's the only way that you can get out the meat from the legs. The lobster, okay. Which is also very sweet as
so
well.
So those are the thin legs.
The very thin legs. And you literally just take the rolling pin and just roll it over and it shoots out.
Does it?
Shoots out.
I didn't know that at all. That's brilliant. And number three, you were going to tell us about how to use the shell afterwards to get the maximum bang for your buck, basically.
Well, especially given the season, in my mind, there's nothing more more rich, indulgent, and economical as a lobster bisque. And once you've taken all of the meat out and using that for, say, your lobster rolls or a lobster pasta, then you then stick in a baking pan, a baking tray, all the shells along with a mirepoix of veg, so fennel and onions and tomatoes, and carrots, and roast all of that for maybe another 30 minutes until the shell turns brittle. And the shell will transform again from maybe a bright red to kind of a more muted orange. And once that happens, you can put it in a stock pot, water, fill it to, you know, to till it covers all of the veg, all of the shells, and basically simmer that for several hours. I mean, at the restaurant, we simmer that for about 4 hours before finally blending everything together.
Everything.
The shells. And it becomes very brittle. Now, at that point, we then pass it in a chinoise or a sieve to get little bits out. And you're left with this incredible reduction, very rich, which we just add a little bit of cream and a little hit of booze, brandy, cognac, if you insist, and then some lemon juice, some fresh herbs, and you're left with something really incredible.
Amazing. That's fantastic. Thanks for those tips, Rob.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Olive Magazine podcast. For more recipes and inspiration, head to olivemagazine.com. And as Christmas approaches, do check out our new online Olive shop, where we have thousands of gourmet ingredients, drinks and gifts from some of the UK's finest small businesses, as well as a new range of beautiful curated hampers. You can buy as many products as you like in one easy and secure checkout experience. We'll let the merchants know where to send their products and you'll receive the order directly from them. Just visit shop.olivemagazine.com, and if you spend a minimum of £25 and enter the code OLIVEHAMPERS at checkout, we'll give you an extra 10% off.